It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is our political curmudgeon, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at what happened in our state this week. There was a bit of surprise on the Detroit bankruptcy settlement. What happened, Jack?
Well, the unsecured bondholders, as they're called, they had been in negotiations with Kevin Orr, who first offered them 20 cents on the dollar and then 15 cents on the dollar. And they took it to mediation, which gave them 74 cents on the dollar. So while it was more money than I think people anticipated they'd be paid, it also, incidentally, is the same percentage as the pensioners would get if they agree. And it frees up a certain amount of money to move on and is one more sort of nail in the architecture of the bankruptcy.
Two General Motors engineers are on paid leave during an investigation into why it took more than 10 years for GM to recall millions of cars with faulty ignition switches. We're talking about 13 deaths associated with this problem, Jack, and possible cover-ups. What's the potential liability for the engineers and for GM?
Well, I wouldn't bet any money those engineers will ever go back to work. But the picture is much more serious for General Motors as a whole, and this scandal just keeps spiraling. Now they've moved on to ignition lock chambers, another recall. I've even lost track of how many million vehicles have now been recalled. But General Motors desperately needs to do something to win the public's confidence and have the public believe that this is behind them. And if they buy a General Motors car, they're not taking their life in their hands. Now, 13 deaths is what the company admits to. There's another outside group that says it may be 300. So, again, they are not out of the woods yet.
A charter school system running Muskegon Heights Schools is asking the state for more money to cover its payroll. It's the second time this month. Now, the school board isn't talking to the press, and it's not the first controversy with the group Mosaica. What are we supposed to make of this, Jack?
Well, I think there's all sorts of things that could be going on. One is that I think you really have to question why this particular charter company has been selected and why it's being retained if they can't manage. Now, of course, it's quite possible that they're not getting adequate resources from the state, but as I understand it, Muskegon Heights is getting the same per pupil allowance as everybody else. There may well be a question about whether our schools are underfunded, but that's a separate conversation, and unlike most places, this company is not making do with what they have. So I think that at some point, somebody's going to have to talk to the media, and there's going to have to be some kind of an audit or something that'll go on sooner rather than later.
All right, Jack. Thanks for the update. Have a good weekend.
You too. Stay warm.